And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Tonight from Ottawa-Glandorf High School, it's high school basketball at its best. Tonight, as the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds of veteran coach Frank Kill hit the road to take on the Ottawa-Glandorf Titans of 10th-year head coach Tyson McLaughlin. Mike Miller is my name. It'll be my pleasure to bring you the play-by-play call on this one, alongside with his commentary and analysis, a former T-Bird point guard in his own right. Matt Childers is alongside. Matt, say what you will with all the ambient stress that we've dealt with in our broader society to be here at Hermiller Gymnasium at Ottawa-Glandorf for a T-Birds-Titans matchup. There aren't too many other places on the planet I think we'd rather be, right?
No question. I don't always love coming to the Supreme Court, but now I do as a alum and watching games over the years, because it's such a special place, and the renovations that they've done over the years have really made it such a special place. And although there won't be the packed crowd that there typically is, it's really good to be here. And, you know, when I think of Ottawa-Glandorf and LCC, I think back to, you know, Ron Niekamp and how good he was at this place,
yep.
And then Dave Sweet and Bob Sagerson having basically a 30-year rivalry that ended in about even Steven, and teams that would win the district and typically go on and win or go to the Final Four in Columbus. So when you think about OG and LCC, it's an incredible, long-lasting rivalry, and it's one that I'm looking forward to here tonight.
No doubt about it. Two Hall of Famers, certainly, with their careers, Dave Sweet and Bob Sagerson primarily. A little bit of Coach Niekamp in the late 70s that we certainly recall, and it hasn't lost hardly any steam at all with Frank Kill and the success that he's had, and obviously Tyson McLaughlin, a second-generation coach, his dad, a tremendous coach, Kevin, at Miller City and on the bench for so many, many years. But welcome to a new season, and a new season where, obviously, at this early in the campaign, to some degree, both teams are looking to find their identities.
Yeah, I'll start with LCC. When LCC played in the tip-off, they had two games. Played a good Bath club. Bath has really improved. They got a win there. They beat Bath subsequently a couple weeks later. They took a big beat against Shawnee, but everybody's going to do that. That's no except. You know, that's really going to be the rule for Shawnee. And so they lost in the championship round at the tip-off, and they ended up losing at Lima Central Catholic to Crestview last week. Kalen Etzler, the Ohio State signee. I look at LCC as a work in progress. They're coming off a long football season. They didn't get a lot of summer to play together with their new point guard, DeMar Foster. So it's a, as Coach Kill told me, it's a work in progress.
No question about it. And we look forward to getting my first look at the T-Birds. I've seen them through the television and other media forms at the Tip-Off Classic, certainly. Through their four games, Central Catholic averaging 50 points per contest, surrendering 59, although that defensive average skewed just a little bit by what you suggested, Matt, the 79-37 loss to the Shawnee Indians, who are, at this point, not disappointing. They're pretty much steamrolling everybody. Most recently, though, the T-Birds this past Tuesday night at home beat a much-improved Bath Wildcat team of Coach Burris and the Wildcats, 58-52. On paper, I think that was a good win for Central Catholic to beat Bath Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you know, they were basically back-to-back losses to Shawnee and then Crestview. So to be able to get back out on top against Bath, it will bode well for them. They are going to be going up a very steep challenge here at the Supreme Court with OG. You know, last I remember, I was at Bowling Green when Ottawa-Glandorf was playing in a regional semifinal. Of all the teams, and there were five of them in our area that could have made it to state, they looked the most promising last year. I felt like their pathway was the most comfortable in terms. They only had to win one more game, and they would have been at Value City Arena. And so I look at that and think, okay, well, they lost Westrick, they lost Shoemaker. But, you know, they're a team, and Tyson McLaughlin has created a program here where they continue to rebuild and reload every year versus really restoring everything.
Referencing the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, who, by the way, victorious in the freshman game a little bit earlier, 57-49, and the just-completed junior varsity contest, a win for the homestanding Titans, 48-27. High school basketball on 93.1 The Fan is presented by the Union Bank, a proud sponsor for area high school sports since 1904. They've been proud to call themselves your community bank. Find them at theubank.com. We'll take our first Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a closer look at Tyson McLaughlin and the Ottawa Glandorf Titans as we get set for the T-Birds and the Titans just a few minutes away tonight on Lima's Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. Back again at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Mike Miller with you. Matt Childers alongside. And Matt, this Ottawa Glandorf team has won their first three games by a rather healthy margin, averaging just under 75 points per contest, surrendering just 33. Really romps for OG over Liberty Center, Van Buren, and last night against an obviously undermanned Elida Bulldogs team at the Fieldhouse, 71-29. But an interesting side note from the game last night, a familiar name from the really good club the Titans had last year, senior Brennan Blevins with 6 three-pointers last night. Not any kind of a game record or anything, but for Blevins, a new all-time OG three-point record. And do you know whose record he broke?
Well, I don't know. If I guessed it, it would be T.J. Metzger.
That was my guess also. He's third.
Okay.
He's third, and I'll give you an easy hint. That guy whose record he broke, you're probably looking at him almost right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, is it Tyson McLaughlin?
It is,
yeah.
It's Coach McLaughlin.
Yeah, yeah.
That does not surprise you, does it?
No, no. And he played, you know, in late 99, early 2000, and they had great teams. And I remember them playing against Adam Stolle and Chaz Quatman, Travis Rocky, that team from LCC that went to state.
Yep.
And it was a great game at the old Lima Senior venue. So, yeah, I mean, Tyson McLaughlin, an all-time great Titan. And University of Findlay Oiler, but I would not have guessed that. I had T.J. Metzger because of all those makes he made down in Columbus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but congratulations to Brennan, and I would not have guessed him either at the top of that list.
The numbers for Brennan specifically, I guess he needed. The record was 143. He had six last night. He's now at 145, so he'll smash that record as the season moves forward. But I think the overriding point is how friendly, obviously, Coach McLaughlin is to that perimeter shot, how coaches in general have become over the last 15 or 20 years since it has become a reality. That three-point shot was not a reality when you dressed for the T-Birds, was it?
No, 1987 was the university time it came in, and Bobby Knight's Indiana Steve Alford led team beat Syracuse that year. In the first year of the three-point shot, I believe it came in 88 for high school. And, you know, it's literally a must now. You must be able to shoot the three as a team if you're going to win ball games, because it's just such an equalizer, and it's also a demoralizer. And it also keeps everybody in the ball games, Mike. Even when you're down, let's say, late and you're down 10, you can still get back in it with the three. So that, to me, will be interesting to see. And we'll see how the play goes for the three guys that OG misses, you know, with Westrick and Shoemaker and Alt, those great players from last year, how these guys take the reins this year.
A true test tonight for Ottawa Glandorf with respect to their previous three opponents. We're that much closer to basketball tonight. We're in the Premier Bank press box here at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Premier Bank, investing in your neighborhood one transaction at a time. After all, we're better together. We'll meet the starting lineups, and we'll get the opening tip-off ahead after this Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout as we get set for high school basketball, the T-Birds and the Titans, tonight on Lima's Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan.
Varsity cheerleaders for Ottawa Glandorf are Allie Meyer,
Back again at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Mike Miller with you, Matt Childers, alongside getting ever closer to the Titans and the T-Birds. Tonight, we're in the Premier Bank Press Box. Let's meet our starters for tonight's contest. The visitors on the scoreboard, the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds of Coach Frank Kill. They have split their first four games. The T-Birds will go like this. The freshman, DeMar Foster, will run the show. He's a 5'9" performer. Also for the T-Birds, Rossi Moore, the very talented all-around performer, and not going to forget the football season he just had. It was so special, the state semifinal team, but it's all about basketball now. Rossi, a 6'1" senior, going to have a big night for the Birds tonight. Also for Central Catholic, Evan Unruh, the 6-foot junior. Likewise for Central Catholic, they'll go with Brian Hines, a 6-foot junior. And Christian Guagetti will get the start tonight, the 6'4" senior. Again for Central Catholic, Foster, Moore, Unruh, Hines, and Guagetti. For the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, the home team on the scoreboard, they have won all three of their contests so far and have not been challenged. The closest was their opener 2 weeks ago against Liberty Center, 68-43. This, by the way, is the home opener for Ottawa Glandorf. The Titans will go like this. Carson Fuca, a 6-foot junior. Brennan Blevins broke the career 3-point shooting record last night at the Elida Fieldhouse. Blevins, a 5'11" senior. Likewise for OG, Landon Jordan, a 6'1" junior. Will Kaufman, a 6'1" senior. And Owen Nichols, a 6'7" senior. Again for the Titans, Fuca, Blevins, Jordan, Kaufman, and Nichols. So Nichols, a little bit of a throwback to the size that the Titans had last year, Matt, that you referenced a little bit earlier. Guys like Westrick and Ethan Alden. We're hoping to see Westrick one of these days whenever UNOH and the Wolverine Hoosier Conference can get things figured out, but that'll be when it'll be.
That was a great get for Caleb Williams. That was a really great recruit for him to be able to land Westrick, who had a stellar high school career.
Totally agree. It's going to be exciting when they finally get going. But first things first, tonight, OG out on the floor first. The Titans in their home white jerseys with the dark blue lettering and the gold trim. Central Catholic, the traveling red with the blue lettering and the blue trim. For the Titans, Owen Nichols, the 6'7" senior, to go up. For the T-Birds, Christian Guagetti, the 6'4" senior. Our officials, all veterans, Ryan Damond, Jeff Klaus, and Eric Schwab. And the opening tap is controlled by Ottawa Glandorf. Carson Fuca will work the point. Titans with it, Will Kaufman now. Fuca back on the wing. They go inside to the big guy. Nichols backing in, goes up over Guagetti. It's knocked out of bounds by Guagetti. It'll stay Titan basketball, and they'll have it under their own hoop. We are situated on the far end of Hermiller Gymnasium. It would be the south end of Hermiller Gymnasium. Titans with the basketball. Landon Jordan through the lane. Shot is an air ball, falls into Will Kaufman's hands. OG will have another chance. Owen Nichols with it. We'll set that T-Bird defense. Looks like they're just chasing a man-to-man, right, Matt?
Yeah, that's it. Man-to-man for LCC to start.
Blevins jacks up a three like he's done so successful in his career, but this time it clangs off the iron. It's untouched. It goes out of bounds, and the T-Birds will have it offensively for a first time. And OG applying some full-court zone pressure.
Yeah.
T-Birds work it in. They shove it way ahead into the front court to Evan Unruh. Unruh, heavy traffic. Now to Foster. Shovel pass inside to
the big guy.
Guagetti goes up, gets clobbered by one of the Titans. Might have been Nichols down there.
It was. Yeah, indeed. It was Owen Nichols.
First on Nichols. First on either team. But this will be the two-shot variety. So good look there for Central Catholic getting it to the big guy. Guagetti drawing a foul. Free throw
shot there.
Christian Guagetti is up, and it's right through.
That's that patented heritage 1-2-2 zone that Ottawa Glandorf has implored for years. And LCC did a nice job of getting it in the middle and getting it down to the bucket there. 1-for-1 for Guagetti there.
As Matt says, second free throw rattles out. Here comes Fuca for OG in the front court. Nichols backing in on Gugeni. Drop step, shot over. Moore is missed. Rebound, battle for. T-Birds pick it up. Rossi Moore hustles the other way, jumps it out to Evan Unruh, left wing. Wanted to shoot, decided not to. Central Catholic will reset with DeMar Foster, the freshman point guard. Now Unruh looking around. Here's Foster working the point. OG and a man-to-man also. Pass on the wing is Hines. Hines pounds it down onto the baseline to Moore. He'll let it fire from the baseline, and it's up and in by Rossi Moore from short range, but a good look. Tough shot for Moore, was essentially behind the basket.
Yeah, really good shot there by Rossi Moore. And T-Birds on the board up, three zip.
We're almost 2 minutes in. Titans work it inside. Short range shot too strong for Blevins. Missed it. Rebound Central Catholic. Coming the other way with the lead and the basketball. Here's Rossi Moore. Better pick him up or he'll take it the length. He will. He scores and a foul. Rossi Moore. And, you know, and that's another thing about Moore. He's such a talented all-around athlete, as you know, Matt. Once he shakes the football rust, I think his ceiling is pretty high.
Yeah, he's very powerful and really athletic, but he literally just took the ball right down the right side, never stopped, and got bumped and got the foul.
OG fouls on Will Kaufman. That's his first. Second team foul. Free throw missed by Moore. Rebound to OG. Titans trail 5-0. Carson Fuca on the wing. His pass is deflected by Evan Unruh. Out of bounds. It'll remain possession to OG on their offensive end. That brings Coach Ty McLaughlin up off the bench with a word for his club. Now OG working it inside. That's Will Kaufman. Fakes, goes over his defender. Moore, shot is missed. Rebound Foster in trouble, but the cat quick. DeMar Foster shakes off the defense, and he'll take it all the way and lay it up and in with the left hand.
Beautiful, beautiful coast-to-coast there by DeMar. OG started out here 0-for-5 from the field, Mike.
7-0 Central Catholic. Bombs away three. Shot won't go down. Rebound to DeMar Foster. A great start for Central Catholic. Almost 3 minutes in. Here's Rossi Moore. He'll let fly an open three, short off front iron. Rebound to Brian Hines, and he may have been undercut. He was. It looks like it's going to be a Titan foul. It's on Landon Jordan, his first already three team fouls on OG. And Tyson McLaughlin, Matt, he's going to the bench, going to bring Colin White, a 6'3" ninth grader, checking in. So the kind of start Central Catholic needed, they're getting it. Entry pass is tipped and stolen away. A little bit trying maybe to force that inbound pass.
Yes, indeed.
OG coming the other way. Carson Fuca in the front court. White just came into the contest. He'll fire from long range. Ball bounces off back iron, rolls over the backboard, out of bounds, and it'll belong to Central Catholic.
So 7 points for LCC and 7 misses for OG to start the game.
Frank Hill hasn't even got off the bench yet, has he?
he's up. He was hoping Rossi Moore was a little more patient on that last possession for LCC.
Now the Titans force a turnover off the press, but it's one and done on the Blevins missed three. Rebound to Central Catholic. There's Frank Hill. He's off the bench. Yeah. I just didn't see him. He's on the far end where he often is.
He's blending in.
Yeah, right. Like Frank Hill blends in. Not a foul, just the ball went out of bounds, so it belongs to the Titans. Fuca works it in. Here's a three try. Won't go for Owen Nichols, maybe out of his range. Rebound to Central Catholic. They hustle the other way into the front court. Rossi Moore with the rock. Step back. Freak throw line. Jumper swish for Rossi Moore. And a great start for Central Catholic. Forces a 30-second Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. We'll take one from here with a 9-0 Central Catholic lead. It's early, and this is Lima Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Back again at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Entry pass in the backcourt, almost a steal. Now a steal by Rossi Moore. He'll take it to length. Oh, and an excellent defensive play by the Titans from behind. And that was Will Kaufman, the 6'1 senior, saved an almost certain
two. Moore was going to try and dunk that. I mean, he was going to try and dunk that, and it got knocked away from him. But good strong take and good turnover for LCC.
T-Birds with the basketball, working it in the front court. Rossi Moore, he'll step back and fire from just inside the key. Rattles in and out. Rebound to OG, Colin White, and he throws it away. Another Titan turnover. Whew. Lineup changes for both teams. Frank Hill will bring Reed Donahue, 6'2" junior, into the lineup. And fresh body for Ottawa Glandorf. Ooh, let's see. That is Caleb Kuhlman, a 5'11" junior. Still with that full court pressure, 2-2-1 for OG. Evan Unruh, baseball pass ahead to Foster. Foster, floater, shot off front iron, missed, rebound, tipped out. Referee Jeff Klaus says foul from behind.
Brian Hines. Yeah.
It is on Brian Hines.
Yeah, and that was a heck of a move by Foster. I mean, a really good move to be able to get open. He took a great shot from about 8 feet, just missed it. Hines goes over the top, but LCC's playing really well, both offensively and defensively, and OG has not looked comfortable yet.
That's a good point. The T-Birds do seem very confident in what they're trying to accomplish. We're halfway through this opening quarter, and now a steal. Evan Unruh should have an easy lay-in, and he'll essentially, Unruh will dunk it. That looked like a dunk to me, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm giving him a dunk.
How about that? Evan Unruh really cashing in for the T-Birds, makes it 11-0. And OG can't score on the other end. Here's Rossi Moore, got away with a double dribble in traffic, goes up, shot blocked, and stolen away by the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Landon Jordan to Caleb Kuhlman. Now here's Jordan again. Works it to Blevins. He'll jack up a three. That's his look. Rattles in and out. Rebound to Central Catholic.
That's 0 for 10 for Ottawa Glandorf from the field, both three and two.
T-Birds with it in the front court. Don't need to be in a hurry at all with an 11-point lead, and that's kind of what Frank Hill's message is, right, Matt?
Exactly right, Mike. He wants them to work the ball, reverse the ball.
Make these possessions
not
count.
Not take a lot of quick shots.
Unruh, he'll push it up deep in the corner.
Just exactly what he didn't want.
Kind of forced it, didn't need to. Titans coming the other way. Caleb Kuhlman ahead to Colin White. A lot of contact. Shot missed, rebound White, and he'll go back up and score. So the Titans finally get on the board at 2:45 first quarter, and the T-Birds score on the other end to Reed Donahue, gets his first two. It's 13-2. Central Catholic with a big early lead, 2.5 minutes to play, opening quarter.
Yeah, LCC has five people in the scorebook so far.
Landon Jordan, free throw line jumper for OG, shot missed, rebound Evan Unruh. Central Catholic coming the other way. Damar Foster, the freshman point guard, walks it into the front court. Guarded closely by Brennan Blevins. Now the T-Birds work it up high. Oh, a lazy pass stolen by Blevins, and he'll get an easy two. So largely an unforced turnover there.
Yeah, for sure. Reed Donaghy was just uncertain, and then he just decided to telegraph everything and right at the half-court mark.
And the press
turned it over.
And the press does make a steal, and the Titans can't convert. Ball's tipped up and loose on the floor, recovered by Landon Jordan. Jordan in the circle, having trouble with Unruh defensively. Now finds White. He'll drive. Tried to dunk it. Shot missed.
Wow.
Rebound. Will Kaufman. They'll go back up. Shot no. Kaufman again to Jordan in traffic. His shot won't fall. Here's Caleb Kuhlman for Ottawa Glandorf. Bombs away three. Blevins way off the mark. Rebound to Central Catholic.
Holy cow.
Look at Coach McLaughlin. He just can't believe that sequence he just saw. That was, what, four misses?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So we're down to almost a minute now in this first quarter and a 13-4 lead for Central Catholic. T-Birds work the offense. Damar Foster, Evan Unruh, left-hand wing. White, big guy all over him. Unruh blows around him. Floater by Evan. Just rolls off the iron. Shot missed. Rebound out of Glandorf. Blevins with the breakaway. Shoves it ahead to Will Kaufman, and he will lay it up and in.
Yeah. Really good exchange there. Ottawa Glandorf, good defensively, good rebound on Unruh's shot. They push, they get a layup and a foul. That's more what Tyson McLaughlin's looking for. But I will tell you this, after watching OG the last 2 years where they were just really proficient from the field and really in sync because they had two tremendous point guards, That would be their deficiency, just looking at it from the first quarter so far.
T-Bird foul, by the way, Rossi Moore, his first, only the second on the team. Couple of new T-Birds, Billy Burke for one of them, the 6'4" freshman. Free throw is missed by Kaufman. Battle in the lane, and we might either knock out of bounds. Nope.
I think it's a foul on Kaufman.
Yep, an OG foul on the shooter, Will Kaufman, and that's his second. I think that's his second for it. Yeah, it is the second on a starter, Kaufman. He's going to grab a seat.
Yeah.
Down to the final 40 seconds in the quarter. DeMar Foster dribbles it by himself in the front court. He takes it all the way and lays it up and in.
Great, great move there, coast to coast for DeMar Foster.
Give him an inch and he'll take a foot. Down to half a minute, 15-6. T-Birds push the lead back up to 9. Here's a long-range 3, way off the mark. Titans are quick to jack them up, but they're strong on the offensive board. Now Burke, the big freshman, with the blocked shot. Loose ball comes in the hands of Foster. He'll take it into the front court. He'll shoot from short range. Shot missed. Colin White has it for OG. 8-7. Not sure the Titans are clock conscious. 4. White, he'll take it to the hoop. Missed the shot. Birds with the rebound. If they get a shot, it'll be from half court by Hines. It's off the mark.
No shot.
And we have played 8 minutes of basketball, and it has been a good one
for the
visiting Central Catholic T-Birds. After 8 minutes on the Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout on the scoreboard, it's Central Catholic 15, Ottawa Glandorf 6 on Lima Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. Back again at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. Mike Miller with you. Matt Childers alongside. Ready to go. Second quarter action. And the T-Birds with a great opening quarter. 15-6. We'll put it into context for you here in a little bit. Let's watch this possession initially with Central Catholic. Now facing, Matt, what looks to be a switch-up defensively in the half court. Had the Titans gone to a zone?
Yeah, indeed. They've got a little chaser. It's a little 1-2-2 half-court zone.
Brian Hines has it tipped from him, but let's go back to that first quarter, and the Titans simply not shooting well, are they?
No, they went 2 of 11 from the floor, and they went 1 of 11 from 3, and they're only down 9.
Central Catholic with the inbound under their own hoop. They find the moving man off the screen. That's Evan Unruh, and he will drop a tray. 18-6, Central Catholic with a 12-point lead. Coming the other way, OG Blevins missed a shot. Rebound for the Titans, Owen Nichols. He can't score. And Billy Burke with the rebound for Central Catholic. Off to DeMar Foster. Look at Foster. Change directions. Lays it up. Just went off iron. That was a good look, too.
Great play. Great move. And he actually got a really good look. He just missed the bunny. And a little turnover there for LCC, but DeMar Foster got to the hole and just missed that layup.
You know, it seems like Foster's the kind of guy where the OG press, he sort of thrives against that.
You're exactly right, Mike.
Titans with it. They'll work the offense. That's Owen Nichols, the big guy with the ball
fake.
Good move. Yeah, he'll take it to the bucket, and he'll draw a Central Catholic foul. Might be Rossi Moore. We'll look for an indication. Nope, it's on Brian Hines.
Yeah.
Either way, it's number 2 on Brian, third team foul. And Owen Nichols will step to the line, the 6'7" senior. His free throw is up and in.
Yeah. Frank Kill told me tonight that Billy Burke, the young freshman, may be playing all four quarters tonight, which he is just, you know, he was moved up to JV from the freshman squad, and now he's on the varsity more than part-time.
I obviously haven't seen him yet other than a little television, but he looks very capable, and he had an excellent block during one of the exchanges back in the first quarter. And he's baptism by fire against a senior. Here's Burke with it in the front court. Look at Billy drive. Straight away, a floater. Great touch. Talking about Billy Burke, Matt, you're right on cue there.
He's got the Bill Walton headband going and Bill Walton hair from the 70s.
And he can shoot like Bill Walton, I
guess. Yes, indeed.
20-7, T-Birds back up by 13. Let's give the T-Birds half-court defense a little credit, too. It's kind of forcing OG to settle for threes. But here's a Brian Hines foul, and that's not good news for Central Catholic. That's 3 now on Brian Hines, and he's going to come out.
That's not good. and that's their fourth team foul. But that's not a good look. LCC has played, to your point, played really good man in the half court, and they've rebounded out of it very well. And I think that was one of the keys that Frank talked about today, was being able to rebound and not let OG offensively rebound.
T-Birds give up some size. Nate Snolly, 5'9", his senior, will come on. Titans can't get it to fall. T-Birds own the basket there with defensive rebound, but it got to be a tippy-toe dance on the end line, and Rossi Moore couldn't control, so it'll belong yet still to Ottawa Glandorf as Tyson McLaughlin not hesitant to go to his bench. Colin White returns as Landon Jordan will sit down. They work it into Owen Nichols. OG with it in the front court. Now they come out high. Eli Schmink, 6'1" junior, first look at Schmink with the basketball. Here's Colin White. Now three try. Blevins can't get it to go. Ball tipped out. Ooh, from here it looked like White may have touched it last, but they're going to say it belongs yet still to Ottawa Glandorf.
Yeah.
Early second quarter, just 2 minutes in, a 20-7 Lima Central Catholic lead. Inbound pass comes to Nichols. In the lane, goes out high. Carson Fuca, the starting point guard, is back in there. And now another Central Catholic foul, this time Nate Stolle, as referee Jeff Klaus there to make the whistle. That's five team fouls, so yep. Neither club yet in the bonus. Titans have had it down here too long. Now they lob it in to Colin White, and he draws another foul. Is that Rossi Moore?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's two on Moore. Now Rossi has two, as does Brian Hines. So this is maybe a little bit of a scary stretch here for Central Catholic.
Yep.
They look to be comfy, up by 13, now 12, this night as White makes the free throw. But
nothing comfy ever here at the Supreme Court.
No.
Nothing comfy about it.
Well, actually, we're pretty comfy here. But if you're a visiting team, never comfy. Colin White makes two free throws, makes it 20-9,
turnover.
And the press with another turnover. Wow, Nichols with the basketball. Here's Blevins. He'll throw up a floater in the lane. Shot missed. Rebound. DeMar Foster wants to take it himself. Shoves it ahead to Unruh. Left-hand wing. Back to Foster. Top of the point. Here's Evan Unruh deep in the left corner. He'll jack it up. Bounding. Shot no good. One and done. T-Birds not getting too many second looks on that offensive end. Has Ottawa Glandorf coming the other way.
Frank Kill basically just, you know, was a not happy body language on that shot by Unruh, where
he
wanted to make sure that they rotate the ball. They were getting good shots early, and as a result, he doesn't want them shooting so quickly in that half court.
And Frank saw that, got the possession off the missed shot. Just a 30-second Don Jenkins timeout, Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. We'll keep it right here with this brief time, and we will remind you that there's no Cleveland Browns football on 93.1 The Fan tomorrow, because the Browns got flexed into a Monday night game. Not sure if that's ever happened before, but you'll take it any way you can get it, right?
Yeah, especially I think it was the Cowboys that were supposed to be playing.
Yeah. That's right. And the Cowboys will take on Cincinnati tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will have that game. We'll also actually a triple header tomorrow, and then New Orleans and the Eagles, and the night game, the Steelers and the Bills. But
oh, that'd be a good one.
The Browns and the Ravens Monday night, 8:15. Kickoff coverage starts at 4:30 Monday afternoon. So really the next 2 days, tomorrow and Monday, if pro football is your cup of tea, 93.1 The Fan certainly has it.
Yeah.
After the timeout, a little bit of an issue with Billy Burke, maybe blood on a jersey,
yeah,
or something.
I believe so, yeah. He's getting tended to. He's
going to sit. Reed Donahue,
yep.
6'2" junior, will replace him. Got some good minutes in this first half off Burke. That's exciting what Coach Kill relayed to you, that he's continued to show improvement, because ninth grade, that's pretty young.
His ninth grade class has been very successful over the last 3-4 years. So look for – and Foster being one of them, who has the ball right now.
No question. Dribbles into traffic, hits the floor, makes a nice save. Blevin stepped in front. I think he lost it. Oh, they're going to give it to Ottawa Glandorf, and not sure about that.
Yeah, that was a 50-50 ball. But Foster really created that, where he probably should not have been so anxious to get inside, where he was one on three. And LCC has kind of been stalled out here, Mike, as we start the, you know, get to the five-minute mark of the second quarter.
It was 15-6 at the end of 8 minutes. Now it's 20-9. Ottawa Glandorf with it in the front court. T-Birds defending. Here's a shot left of the lane. It's off the mark. Another rebound in the lane. This time Owen Nichols goes up and scores for OG. First bucket for Nichols. Third point. Unruh tries to answer on the other end off a beautiful feed. And Evan Unruh, the junior, finishes his fifth point. T-Birds back up by 11, 22-11. Almost halfway in this quarter. Now a whistle away from the action. Is there perspiration on the floor?
I think it's a foul on Reed Donaghy.
Wow. The fouls, you know, are piling up. That was sort of away from the action.
You know, and Owen Nichols was right in front of the referee, and Owen Nichols is just such a tough handle.
Yep.
At 6'7". He's just going to be he's really, you know, I'm just assessing this from a quarter and a half, Mike. Yep. He is the real key to Ottawa Glandorf winning this game. He's going to have to put up some big numbers.
Here's Nichols with the free throw. It's up and in, and it's his second trip to the line. He's 2 out of 3. He'll get one more.
That's one success story for them. They're currently 4 of 5 from the line. Everything else has not been good.
Yeah, a 10-point Central Catholic lead. And the second free throw is missed by Nichols, but OG with the rebound. And they get a good look inside, and guess who? That's Owen Nichols. Or no, I'm sorry.
That was.
Oh, I thought the PA guy said Coleman, but I thought it was 21, wasn't it?
Yes, it was indeed.
All right.
Good call.
22-14, 8-point lead. Rossi Moore on the other end for Central Catholic. He blows down the lane, and he draws a foul before the shot, and that's both Rossi Moore and DeMar Foster have been making things happen on the offensive end, not forgetting Evan Unruh for Central Catholic, drawing some fouls.
Yeah, he made that bucket, but it was called before he went up in the air, so it's on the floor and LCC out of bounds.
Caleb Kuhlman foul. Here's Foster with it. Free throw line, a little short shot, too long, missed it. Rebound tipped out, last touch by who? Apparently Central Catholic. So it'll belong to Ottawa Glandorf. Titans not used to playing from behind, certainly in this season. They have had monster victories through their first three wins, all on the road.
You're right. It'll be interesting to see how they respond to a game where they're behind.
Here's a three from deep in the corner, off the mark. One and done. Rebound, Nate Stolle. It's taken from Nate. And now a foul. It might be on Nate Stolle. A little rambunctious. Nate trying to make up for losing the ball and overplayed his hand, got whistled for the foul. Tough for Nate. His second puts OG's Owen Nichols back to the line. Yep.
Seth Mikesell in the game for LCC, number 22. He is a transfer from Shawnee. He gets to play the first 11 games for Frank Kill.
All right. We'll look forward to checking Seth out here in a little bit. Nichols with the free throw, and he's been living at the line. He is 1, 2, 3 out of 5 at the line. That first made free throw makes it a 7-point lead. Second one is in and out. Can't hit two. That's three times he's made the first, missed the second. Rebound is Central Catholic. 3.5 minutes to play, first half. T-Birds jump it into the front court. Mikesell now Unruh. Here's Rossi Moore. Does not hesitate. Goes to the basket. High off the board. Shot missed. Rebound Owen Nichols. Outlet ahead to Caleb Kuhlman. Shoves it on the wing. That's Landon Jordan with the basketball. He'll step inside the three-point line and score from about 13 away. Good look by Jordan. That's his first bucket. OG pulls to within 5 with 3 minutes to play, opening half. Rossi Moore dribbles behind his back with Caleb Kuhlman on him defensively. Now DeMar Foster standing at center court with the left-handed dribble on the wing. Gets it to Donaghy. Now here's, is that Kuhlman over there?
Yeah, that.
Yep. And it's going to be a foul apparently before Caleb, or before Evan can, or Unruh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Unruh. Yeah.
Before he can take off. Referee Jeff Klaus there to make the call.
You know, right now, what Frank Kill is looking for is some combination of folks that can really score the basketball on this end of the floor for LCC, because they've just not been able to do it in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, and the inbound is tipped and stolen away. Here comes OG back on the other end. Caleb Coleman got the return pass. Now Nichols on the block. T-Birds collapse on him. Shoves it out to Coleman. And Caleb Coleman drops a tray. Give the assist to Nichols with the kick out. Makes it 22-20. And suddenly it's game on. And now pressure and Foster right in front of the scores table. DeMar forced into a turnover by the OG double team. It's slipping away just a little bit.
Nothing's ever comfy here at the Supreme Court. It's that's their sixth turnover. Lima Central Catholic's sixth turnover in this quarter, nine overall for the ball game, Mike. So that's really the story of the second quarter, coupled with the pressure from OG, and then them knocking down at least, you know, 1-3 and getting to the line with Owen Nichols.
T-Bird still protecting that 2-point 22-20 lead with 2:10 to play and a half. Titans force the pass in the lane. It's stolen away by Evan Unruh. Here come the T-Birds the other way, but OG gets back very quickly defensively. Unruh jumps it to DeMar Foster in the corner. He'll dribble through the baseline, dribbled right into trouble and had it taken away.
Now that's a lot of turnovers for Frank Kill's club in this second quarter.
That was one that DeMar just simply didn't need to go there.
No, he didn't need to go on the baseline there.
Shot from three, deep on the left wing, and Landon Jordan drops a tray. And with a minute 38 to play first half, Ottawa-Glandorf has their first lead at 23-22. Titans with T-Birds in the front court. Unruh, short range, little 10-footer. Evan Unruh answers for Central Catholic.
Tough shot there, right behind the backboard, knocks it down, right baseline.
That's
nine. T-Birds really needed that.
Unruh with nine to lead all scores, 24-23. Central Catholic back up by one. Final minute 10, first half.
You get the freshman Billy Burke on Owen Nichols, and that's going to be what he knows. Look at Tyson McLaughlin. They want to spread the floor and go to Nichols.
All right. It's good to see Burke back in there, though. He had a good stretch earlier in the half. Here's White down the lane. Shot missed. Rebound. Whistle. Is it a foul?
Foul on Burke.
Oh, man. He was just behind Nichols. It was close. He had good intentions. That's a tough break for Burke on that one.
Yeah. Jordan was trying to do there is he really wanted to pass the ball to Owens, and he got caught up in the air, and he then just shot it, and Nichols had little – I mean, Nichols is – 20 pounds and a senior versus the freshman. He just went up and kind of bullied Billy, and Billy kind of fell down, and that's where they called the foul there. So Nichols back to the free throw line.
All right, now the scoreboard and the PA guy gave that to Ross Otto. Is Ross Otto in there? Number 20? Where is he at? Is he on the left of the lane? Is that Otto?
He is, yeah. So okay. He gave that. Well, that's a good thing for LCC that.
Yeah, that wasn't
the
on
big
Burke.
Guys. Yeah.
Free throw is missed. Yep. Rebound to the aforementioned Billy Burke. Now 50 seconds to play. Frank Hill barking out to DeMar Foster. He wants a good possession here. If not a final look to wrap up the half, certainly a good possession. Here's a dribble drive through the baseline. Unruh bounces it. That's Otto. He'll let it fly off back iron. Missed it. Oh, look at Billy Burke. Rebound put back. Rebound. Who's got it? Foster hustles with it. T-Birds don't need to be in a hurry, but Unruh will jack up a three. Missed it. Battle on the offensive board. Brennan Blevins comes out with Ottawa Glandorf. He'll take it the length. Missed the lay-in. One-handed rebound for Billy Burke. 15 seconds to play in a half. T-Birds with a single-point lead and a chance to go in at the half with maybe even a bigger lead.
Look at those two coaches just coaching right now, right next to each other.
Down to 4-3, Foster with it. Step back three, DeMar Foster. He banks it in as the buzzer sounds, ending our first half of basketball. How about that?
Yeah, good one.
On the dot, we take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout as we get set for the Washam Plumbing, Heating, and Air halftime report at the half. And it's been a good one, as you might expect. It's Lima Central Catholic 27 and Ottawa Glandorf 23. You're listening to Lima's Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. And welcome back again to Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. We are at halftime of tonight's contest as the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds lead the Ottawa Glendorf Titans 27-23. T-Birds got off to a great start, held a 9.156 first quarter lead, and the Titans got the lead for just a brief moment, and then the T-Birds got it right back, and hence the Central Catholic 27-23 halftime lead. We'll take a look at our individual scoring. We'll get some floor stats and some analysis from Matt Childers here in just a little bit. We remind you, at Top Mark Federal Credit Union, they know how important it is to make the switch to a financial partner that will help you tackle any challenge. To become a member, simply live, work, attend a school, or worship in Allen or Anglaise counties. Visit any branch or go to topmarkfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender. T-Birds are led at the half by Evan Unruh with his 9 points. Only three other Central Catholic players have scored. Damar Foster with four, Rossi Moore with four, and two for the freshman Billy Burke. The T-Bird total of 27 for the Ottawa Glendorf Titans at the half. 7 for Owen Nichols, 5 for Landon Jordan, 4 for Colin White, and 3 for Caleb Kuhlman. The Titan total of 23. And Matt, I know you got some floor numbers, but before that, just some general thoughts on what you've seen so far.
Yeah, I thought LCC started really strong. They came out, were able to handle the pressure that Ottawa Glendorf was applying. They were shooting the ball better. Ottawa Glendorf was really woeful from the field and from the three-point area tonight, and it still shows. I mean, before I tell you about the percentages, I mean, it was just not good from Ottawa Glendorf's standpoint. And yet, if you're Tyson McLaughlin, you go into this halftime and you say, okay, guys, we were down 15-6 at the end of the first quarter, and we took the lead at 1 point, and now it's 27-23, and we probably played as bad as we could, yeah, as we have in the first three games all year. And he's going to be able to say, hey, look, we go win this second half and control what we can control, they'll be in decent shape. But
they weren't necessarily bad looks from beyond the arc. They just weren't going down.
Yeah. And, I, you know, what I would say is if I'm Tyson, I look at it and I look at the data and say, look, we're getting the ball down on the block to Owen Nichols. Let's keep doing that because they have a clear advantage down low against LCC. And if I watched it last night at Delphus Jefferson, where Delphus Jefferson shot the same way from three in the first half,
yep,
they shot three times from the three, and they ended up winning the game by six. They just went inside more, took advantage of what they had down low.
Hey, I stand corrected on my halftime individual. Damar Foster has 7, not 4, and a single point on a made free throw for Christian Guajeni. Again, the T-Birds led by Evan Unruh with 9. Some of the floor numbers from the first half, what's jumping out at you? Obviously the shooting, right?
Yeah, LCC was 10 of 20 from the floor, 50%. They were 14% from three. They were at the end of the second quarter, they were 1 for 7. From the free throw line, they got there three times. They made one. They had 10 turnovers. That was a big number there. And 7 of them coming in the second quarter. That really changed the dynamic of the game. OG, 5 of 19 from the floor for 26%. From 3, they were 3 of 16 for 18%. And 5 of 10 from the line. 5 turnovers overall for Ottawa Glendorf. And you add that all up, 27-23. LCC leads at the half.
Awesome with the numbers. Thank you, sir. We are in the Washam Plumbing, Heating, and Air halftime. The Washam Heating, Plumbing, and Air halftime report. Remember this number for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Washam, 419-339-0729. Also, this one update from our Stolle Insurance scoreboard. College football tonight. Is there an upset brewing in the Southeastern Conference? LSU leading Florida second quarter, 14-7. Don't go far. We're back with second half basketball with Central Catholic leading Ottawa Glendorf 27-23. This is Lima Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. And just like that, we're underway. Second half basketball here at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. And Ottawa Glendorf picking up where they left off in that first half with the big guy, Owen Nichols, attacking the basket. Gets the putback and draws a foul on Brian Hines. And that couldn't have been a worse start for the T-Birds. That's the fourth on Brian Hines, and he's going to have to sit almost immediately.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, that's, you know, it was a drive for Ottawa Glendorf on the right baseline, a miss, and there's Owen Nichols at 6'7". He's just able to do this against this front line of LCC so far.
Yeah, he was the third of the three towers that OG had last year, and he has certainly picked up, missed a free throw. Rebound to Blevins, fakes the three, takes it to the bucket, goes up. Does the bucket count, though? Surely it does, yep. Jeff Klaus said it does. But
oh, there must be a little blood or something
on Owen Nichols' jersey. So yep. Owen's going to come out, give the basket to Brennan Blevins, his fourth point.
Well, one of Frank's keys, Mike, was the 50-50 balls, and they were getting them in the first quarter. Since then, it's been OG getting those 50-50 balls, and that's what's put them into a tie ball game right now.
At 27, that's where we are, just half a minute into this quarter. All right, with it, a free throw line jumper, Evan Unruh rattles in and out for the T-Birds. Look at the strong rebound. Moore tries to go back up, can't get it. Nichols will strip it away, or Kaufman strips it away. Outlet ahead in the front court. Blevins, his patented three. I don't think he's hit one yet.
He's not.
Misses that, and the Birds come out with it. Christian Guigetti with the board. Ahead to DeMar Foster. Attacks the basket, scores, and draws a foul.
He does not look like a freshman, Mike, in terms of high school basketball. He really mature. He has turned the ball over quite a few times tonight, but you would expect that with the pressure and being a freshman. But he's really handled himself well through these first four and a half games.
No question. In fact, there were points during that first half we felt he was almost thriving working against that pressure. So this is good experience for him. And the old-fashioned three there for DeMar pushes the T-Birds back in front, 30-27. Here's a feed down low to Kaufman in traffic. Shot missed, ball tipped out. Who does it belong to? The Titans.
Stay
on
here.
Their offensive end. Coach Tyson McLaughlin will go to the bench. Owen Nichols will come back in. He sat for just a bit, and Will Kaufman will sit down. OG works it in under the hoop, right underneath us. As we're situated here in Hermiller Gymnasium, here's Colin White out front. White gets it again, not really his part. He works the high-low with Nichols, falls down, contact with he and Guigetti. Now a whistle. If it's a foul on Guigetti, it was kind of a late whistle.
Yeah, it was definitely going to be on him.
Referee Eric, or I don't know if that first on Guigetti, second team foul on the T-Birds. Titans again. This time they get it to Blevins. He'll fire up a three. Oh, get the shooter's roll there.
You got it.
From deep in the left corner. So Brennan Blevins with 5 points. And now the T-Birds answer on the other end as Nate Stolle gets the three. First points for Nate, 32-20. Or a two-pointer for Nate, I'm sorry. Here's Colin White with the left hand for Ottawa Glendorf. He'll take it down the lane and go up and score. Nobody picks up Colin White. Can't like that. We're tied at 32. T-Birds beat the press as Moore jump pass ahead to Foster. He attacks the basket. DeMar's left-hander is missed. Rebound to OG. Blevins quickly in the forecourt. Here to the near side. Dribbles around Unruh. Lays it up short. Missed it. Rebound Colin White. Kick out three to Fuca. Fuca can't score. Put back Landon Jordan for Ottawa Glendorf. He does score. And the T-Birds are getting beat on the boards right now.
Twice there. Two offensive rebounds in that set.
Rossi Moore beats the press. Jump pass to nobody. Throws it away.
Into the cheerleaders.
Not what Frank Kill wanted. He's given Rossi credit for handling the press, but needs to keep your composure once you get across that timeline.
Yeah, that 2-2-1 press for Ottawa Glendorf has given LCC some issues in the second and third quarter now.
Reed Donahue, 6'2" junior, checking in for Central Catholic. T-Birds trail 34-32. Here's an open three, White air ball. Right into DeMar Foster's hand. Look how quickly OG gets back, though, but Foster doesn't care. He'll take it to length, kind of forces the handoff to Rossi Moore, and he loses it out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's kind of a nothing possession, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, Foster got way deep into the lane and thought that he got by Nichols, but he didn't. And then the ball was a 50-50 ball, and it went off of Rossi Moore back to OG.
Central Catholic will bring Kieran Bailey, a 5'9" junior, into the lineup. And more changes for Ottawa Glendorf. It's really a shuttle for Tyson McLaughlin. We'll pick him up as they get the ball. T-Birds with maybe a little bit of backcourt pressure on their own, not much. Maybe just some mild man-to-man. Frank Kill going back to the bench.
You could not do that the last 2 years with Ottawa Glendorf's point guards, but I think Frank's willing to take that chance now with DeMar and his matchup with Ottawa Glendorf's guards.
You're referencing Owen Hegel.
Really, really good player. I mean, the player of the year in the WBL, all district, all state. And then last year, Parker Shoemaker, just a tremendous fill-in.
Owen's mother, I'll have you know, was my next-door neighbor growing up in Ottoville.
Oh, wow.
Of all
so that
places,
goes,
right?
That goes. Yep. You're taking us back there,
right.
Michael.
He's a good kid to follow, man. He had a great run here.
Boy, he really was solid.
I think he's on the Defiance roster.
I believe that's true.
Yeah,
I believe that's true.
Hey, good look back there with Hegel. All right, here comes OG. They beat the press rather easily, but Nichols can't convert. Rebound battle. It's got to be a held ball, but it looks like they're going to call a foul.
Both referees at that time went for the foul as opposed to the jump ball.
Second foul, Reed Donahue. A third team foul, so not trending well in that direction for the Titans, for the T-Birds, rather. OG works it inbounds. Here's White. Jump pass to Kaufman. Now Blevins might have got away with a walk twice, actually. Now the ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Donahue, and he draws an Ottawa Glendorf foul.
Mm-hmm. Turnover Ottawa Glendorf there.
Frank Kill says, good, I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
Second on Owen Nichols. No one with more than two for Ottawa Glendorf. Just 3 minutes into this second half and a two-point OG lead, 34-32. Rossi Moore, jump pass ahead to Enru along the far sidelines into the front court. Evan jumps it to Moore. DeMar drives, off-balance shot. Not a really a good look there, kind of forced it, and it comes right into Owen Nichols' hands, and OG coming the other way. Here's Nichols with it. He might have got away with a walk again, but goes down the lane and lays it over the front and scores. Nichols a lot stronger than he appears.
Well, he was last year, and he's just really good.
I agree. Good-looking player. He's got 11. Titans with their biggest lead, 36-32. Unruh jacks up a tray from the corner. Rebound Owen Nichols for Ottawa Glendorf. Wings it ahead to Colin White in the front court. Steps around his defender.
Got to be careful here.
Off to Will Kaufman. Lays it up.
LCC's got to be really careful. It's getting away from him.
Suddenly a six-point game, and Coach Frank Hill heeds your advice. He's going to shut it down, and we'll take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout from here with 4:12 to play third quarter. It's Ottawa Glendorf 38, Lima Central Catholic 32 on Lima's Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. And welcome back to the Premier Bank Press Box. Premier Bank, investing in your neighborhood one transaction at a time. After all, we're better together. With it in the backcourt, Ottawa Glendorf whistled for, or wait a minute, the
Rossi Moore. Yeah.
Yeah, Rossi Moore called for a traveling violation against that OG pressure.
Our perch here, you're at a big disadvantage to be able to see what's happening there. But Rossi Moore traveled as they kicked it back, reversing it on the press. Press giving them problems in the second and third quarters here.
Here's the inbound, and oh man, off the set on the inbound. It was an open look, and Landon Jordan drains the three. That's his second three-pointer and his 10th point. Still with 4 minutes to play third quarter. T-Birds beat the press. They got a good look. Can't score. Putback Billy Burke won't go down. Rebound to OG's Caleb Coleman. Central Catholic got two looks they really wanted and just simply couldn't convert. Here's Colin White. He'll jack one up from the wing.
That missed. I'm sorry. That was Carson Parker now, another freshman in the game. for LCC.
And look at Rossi Moore scores on the other end. That time he did it all by himself. Need to get a little production out of Moore. That's only his sixth point. Almost a steal by Foster in the backcourt. T-Bird's hanging in there, but trailing by seven suddenly, 41-34. Looking for a defensive stop. Here's Nichols. He'll drive over Burke. Shot missed, and I think they're going to get Nichols from coming over the top of Billy Burke. Burke played it pretty well.
He did. He did. And that's going to be on Nichols.
That's really a fun matchup. Talk about baptism for the freshman Billy Burke.
Yeah.
With the senior, Nichols going to sit with those three personal fouls. Now this is a sequence maybe that could turn good for Central Catholic with Nichols on the pine.
Yeah, that was that's really baptism by fire, but Billy's playing well, and then number 30, which is not on the roster, is Carson Parker. He's the other freshman.
Fair enough. Thank you for that. I'll try to pick him up.
Three freshmen now on the floor for LCC.
And Damar Foster, one of those three, hits the bombs away tray. And that's the 13th point for Foster, 41-37. T-Birds within four, just like that. Pressure in the backcourt. Otto McLandor finally across the timeline. With it is Caleb Coleman. Now straight away is the starting point guard, Carson Fuca, is in there. We hadn't seen a whole lot of him. Or no, that's not Fuca. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Jordan.
Will Kaufman. Now Landon Jordan with it. He'll fire from the free throw line. Long shot, missed. Long rebound to Will Kaufman.
Yep.
And Tyson McLaughlin says he wants to talk about it. Tyson not happy with the offensive flow there. And we're going to take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout here from OG with 2:20 to play third quarter. It's OG 41 and Lima Central Catholic 37. This is Lima's Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. After the timeout, it's out of a Glandorf basketball. Titans with it, and more new blood in there. Eli Schmank is back in for OG, and he'll fire it up with a left-handed shooting style. Won't go down. Rebound to Rossi Moore as he elevates.
Wow.
And referee Jeff Klaus going to get Rossi Moore with a rebound.
Held ball.
Or held ball.
And LCC felt that was a foul. It was an over-the-back.
Yep. Or if a whistle at
and
all.
It's still
frankly.
LCC's ball.
Right.
There at the possession arrow.
Wow. T-Birds with it. Here's Damar Foster in the front court. Dribbles behind his back. He is cat quick. Moore blows to the lane. Rossi goes up and scores.
Yeah.
Back-to-back hoops for Moore. Just 8 points for Rossi, but getting interest. Now 10, I guess the scoreboard says, but he's getting interested offensively, and that's a huge plus. T-Birds within two.
Oh, strip.
And a steal. And that, speaking of Rossi Moore, he will score again. Moore.
That ball game.
And we're tied at 41. What an excellent timeout. And guess who's still on the bench? Owen Nichols for OG. So it's been the stretch that we hoped it would be. And now a turnover as the Titans kind of over-dribble there with Landon Jordan. But give some props there to the T-Birds defensively. Taking OG out of there with Nichols out of there, it looks like they just don't have that obvious guy down on the block to look to.
Such a big difference, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, Foster can actually get to the bucket. Moore can get to the bucket.
Speaking of Rossi Moore, this time from about 12 feet away, shot missed, rebound. Burke hits the floor, battling. Titans will come out with it, and they shove it ahead to Kaufman. He was kind of cheating on the other end and got an easy two. Or Landon Jordan, rather. Give it to Landon Jordan. And here come the T-Birds on the other end. They'll fire up a three.
That was Carson Parker from the right wing right in front of the LCC bench with the miss there.
And a foul on the rebound.
LCC got back in this game, though, defensively, Mike, and really with Owen Nichols out of the ball game, it's been helpful for LCC both offensively and defensively to be able to rebound the basketball and also be able to get to the hole.
With a very young roster. Three freshmen, as Matt mentioned, and there's Damar Foster with the steal for Central Catholic. He'll take it the length. Shot won't go down, but draws a Titan foul as Will Kaufman defending, but that's going to be two-shot variety and another excellent play, DeMar Foster and Rossi Moore. The T-Bird backcourt has had an excellent third quarter.
Yeah. Foster there was just relentless in terms of his pressure and was able to get the turnover and then take it from half court. Did not make it, but he's got two free throws here.
You know, the other thing, Matt, is that evens up the team foul situation. There was a little fear that that was going to start to slip away and the Titans could get set up to lock this down at the line, as they've done so many times over the years. Foster's second free throw. This one clangs off iron. Rebound to Ottawa Glandorf. With it is Fuca, I think that is. Yep, it is. To Blevins. May have forced that three. It's an air ball by Brennan Blevins. Rebound Moore. Perfect feed to DeMar Foster.
Oh.
He will take it the distance. Finish. Lay it in and one. Moore to Foster. That's as good as it gets.
Wow. And that was a left-handed side layup, and he was all the way left, almost a la Xavier Simpson, with a little lefty off the glass, and he's got a chance to old-fashioned it with a three-point play. And this is the future of LCC, Mike. You've got three freshmen on the court right now in Parker, Foster, and Burke. And then you got Rossi Moore and Unruh.
Free throw is missed, but the rebound comes to Evan Unruh. Hey, let's don't sell Rossi Moore short. That was a perfect lead to Foster.
Yes, indeed.
For the spectacular finish. Now the T-Birds trying to finish this third quarter in style with the basketball and with a single-point lead. Down to 12, 11, 10 seconds.
Kick.
Ball is kicked.
Oh, they didn't
no
call that.
No call. How is that a no call? Titans going to take it the distance, and Kaufman can't lay it in. Rebound comes to Fuca. He'll jack up a three. Buzzer sounds. Third quarter is in the books, and we have a dandy on our hands. A Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout after three. It's Central Catholic 44 and Ottawa Glandorf 43. This is Lima's Sports Radio 93.1, The Fan. Welcome again to Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium, a.k.a. the Supreme Court, where the fourth quarter is underway and the homestanding Ottawa Glandorf Titans trail Central Catholic 44-43, and the Titans get a three from Carson Fuca. First points for Fuca in a timely moment for him to get that first bucket. 46-44. We'll reflect on that third quarter here in just a little bit as the T-Birds run their offense. Five on the floor for Central Catholic. Evan Unruh, freshman Billy Burke, freshman DeMar Foster. Also, I think Brian Hines is now back in there.
Yes.
And Rossi Moore. Look at Rossi. 360 spin. Oh, he banked it just a little strong. Missed a shot. Rebound to OG's Will Kaufman. A two-point Titan lead. Fuca for OG. Off to Landon Jordan. Now Blevins, he'll drive, and a strong move down the lane. The floater for Brennan Blevins, his ninth point, 48-44. Five quick points for OG to start the quarter. Third quarter is almost irrelevant now, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, OG outscored LCC 20-17. I'll just
go ahead.
Leave it at that.
All right. Billy Burke. Working the high post to Brian Hines with those four personal fouls, but it cost Brian a lot of PT tonight with the foul problems. Unruh, sort of an open three for Evan Unruh. Got the assist to Rossi Moore, and Evan gets it to fall. And those are his first points in this half, and a very timely three-pointer brings Central Catholic within to one at 48-47. Ottawa Glandorf with it, Landon Jordan. To Colin or Owen Nichols back in the lineup with those three fouls. Nichols can't score, and he might have got caught for a foul on the rebound. I think he did.
He did.
How about them apples? Referee Jeff Klaus right there to make the call. Who was banging with him? Was that Burke banging with him?
Yeah, it was Burke on the low side, and then Hines was able to get the rebound, and then Owen Nichols went over the top of Hines, which, you know, I'm thinking Hines just got back in the game. He's going to get his fifth foul. He ended up getting a nice rebound there, and LCC, you know, has a chance to take the lead here, down one.
I don't think we can emphasize enough, Matt, having Nichols out.
It's
how much of a game changer it was in that third quarter. Take nothing away from the T-Bird effort. T-Birds with it. Look at Rossi Moore trying to operate. Got shut down defensively there by Will Kaufman. Wisely lobs it out on top to Foster. Ooh. Dishes to the freshman, Burke, for the easy lay-in. The assist to DeMar Foster. Billy Burke with his fourth point, and the T-Birds are back in front, 49-48. Carson Fuca hands to Blennens, tip from him, and Hines, the perfect lead to Evan Unruh for an easy lay-in. Another basket for Central Catholic.
Great tip by Evan Unruh behind his opponent, and then they get the turnover, and he releases and gets the layup.
Unruh now with 14, OG on the other end. Blevins fires up a three, one and done. Rebound to Central Catholic. We're down to 5 minutes to play in this fourth quarter, and it's a 51-48 Lima Central Catholic lead. Everybody in the house is focused on this one. DeMar Foster out front to Burke. They work around. Hines blows around his defender. Brian Hines, he was the playmaker in football in the state semifinals, and he's a playmaker with the foul problems tonight, as we have another Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout, and we'll take a break from here. It's Central Catholic 53, Ottawa Glandorf 48. We're deep in the fourth quarter, and this is Lima's Sports Radio 93.1, The Fan. Back at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium, a steal off the inbound after the timeout by Central Catholic's Rossi Moore. How about them apples? Central Catholic with a five-point lead with 4:35 to play, fourth and final quarter. Here's DeMar Foster, now to Billy Burke. And a little bit of different approach offensively for the T-Birds, just playing smart. Here's Foster. He'll scoop to the hoop. Missed a shot. DeMar had a good look. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound to the OG Titans. Fuca wings it to Blevins in the corner. He can't hit from three land. Long rebound. Rossi Moore. He's going to have a breakaway layup. Moore with the lay-in. 14 for Rossi Moore. Central Catholic up by 7. And we are exactly halfway through this final quarter. Here's Colin White. For OG in the front court. Titans are up against it just a little bit here. Here's a three for Blevins. This one rattles in. Can't let Brennan do that all night long.
He has got the severe green light because he has not been shooting it well. And then he knocks that down, which was enormous.
Broke the all-time career OG three-point record last night at the Elida Fieldhouse. Has made just two here in this one, but they're all big at this point. Look at Rossi Moore.
Oh wow.
He takes Colin White to the basket with authority. Rossi Moore, he goes up strong, scores, and one. T-Birds are back up by 6. And Tyson McLaughlin has seen enough, Matt. It's time for Owen Nichols.
Anytime Owen Nichols is not in the ball game, it's just advantage Lima Central Catholic. And Moore took that to the hole. Right wing elbow, takes it to the hole, gets fouled. LCC needs to knock down their free throws. Currently, heading into this quarter, they were 2-6. They need to be able to, if they're going to win this game. Ohio State did that against Notre Dame the other night. They had 21-24, and they won 90-85. That's a huge difference. If they go 10-24 or 12-24, they probably don't win.
Yep. Moore needs to make C.J. Walker, that kind of thing.
Ooh, he's a nice free throw shooter.
Here's Walker, or Moore, rather, my bad. And he misses the free throw.
And they need to make their free throws.
Right on cue, won't go down. Titans come the other way, and they score.
Blevins.
And that was Brennan Blevins. And that was a two-pointer for Blevins. 57-53 with 3:10. It's almost possession to possession. And we're going to have a traveling call on DeMar Foster.
Oh, wow.
A little bit ahead of himself. Honestly, from here, I didn't see that travel. I thought he got off the ground.
Frank Hill not happy with that call. DeMar, I don't know if he needed to just take that the full way. But I will say this. Right. The one thing that can stop that 2-2-1 press is if somebody can dribble through it, and he can dribble through it
He's the guy. He's the guy. There's White. Almost got away with a double dribble. Here's Blevins. He'll jack up another one. This time he missed it. Battle for the rebound. Burke The freshman, Billy Burke.
Big rebound there.
Scampered over there and huge hustled to rebound. Grab that. Now it's possession to possession. Under 3 minutes, T-Birds need to be smart. And Brian Hines dribbles right into his defender, Colin White. And that's the fifth personal foul on Brian Hines.
Wow. So he gets that ball on the left wing, Mike, and he takes a little jab step. OG steps in front of him. He knocks him down. That was a 50-50 call, and it goes against Brian Hines.
All right, he didn't, you know, it wasn't a bad move necessarily, but didn't really need to make that.
He had just gotten to the bucket that way two possessions ago, so.
Under, now 2:45, so truly every possession is becoming key.
Indeed.
T-Birds man-to-man defensively. Ottawa Glandorf working their offense. Blevins hands to Carson Fuca.
Watch Burke on Owen.
Fuca to White. White in the lane. Turns. Fires from short range. Missed it. Rebound.
Great rebound by Billy Burke.
He rebounded that. That's two rebounds on the defensive end back-to-back for the freshman with authority.
Yes.
Very impressive. Now Frank Hill says, let's talk about it. We've got the basketball in a four-point lead with 2:18 remaining in regulation. As we take a Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout with a 57-53 Central Catholic lead over Ottawa Glandorf, this is Lima's Sports Radio 93.1, The Fan. And we're in the midst of the game of the week with just 2 minutes to play in regulation. A four-point Central Catholic lead. T-Birds with the basketball. Oh, an open look in the lane for Evan Unruh. He goes up.
Oh,
he
my
scores.
Goodness gracious.
And they pause before making the call. An offensive foul on Evan Unruh. Frank Hill can't believe it.
Wow. Even the OG fans can't believe that. That is an enormous call.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they looked. The both referees looked at each other, and I.
To me, that was a no call. It
was
just a great move by Unruh with meaningless contact to degree whatever contact there even was. That was tough.
Wow.
That's one of those. We blow the whistle, and we got to decide. It's too bad we blew the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So it nullifies what would have been a bucket. Central Catholic still with a 4-point lead. Minute 50 to play. And the ball is tipped, stolen by Billy Burke, and he draws a foul. And if it's on Owen Nichols, let's see who Jeff Klaus gives it to. If it's Nichols, it's his fifth. Who are they looking at? They're talking about it. It's either Nichols or White. They're still talking about it.
Why are they even discussing it, really?
I don't know.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, it's number five on Owen Nichols. How about them apples?
Wow, that's enormous. I mean, those two calls back-to-back.
Can you say bang, bang?
Wow.
So Nichols will call it a night, and Owen Nichols will finish with 11 points.
I got to tell you,
man.
Billy Burke as a freshman against one of the premier post people in Northwest Ohio has played tremendous tonight.
This could almost be his coming out party at the varsity level.
Yes.
This has got to be a real shot in the arm confidence-wise, but this game is far from over. Burke steps to the line. The 6'4" freshman has 4 points all from the field, and that free throw is perfect. He'll get another, and we've said it throughout, these free throws are enormous here because they're complexion changers. As I always like to say, Matt, free throws are the silent killer.
Mm.
You make free throws.
Made them both.
59-53. 6-point lead for Central Catholic. Minute 40 to play.
That's just
Foster
not a good foul.
Yeah, DeMar overplaying Fuca a little bit right near center court. Didn't need to do so, the foul. But OG not yet. Oh, now they're in the bonus. That was their seventh. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, when you're 50 feet away from the bucket, there's just no reason to foul in the corner there. Good pressure, but don't foul.
Yep, especially when the lead and the clock is your ally. T-Birds want that clock to go away. Puts Carson Fuca to the line. My guess is he's a pretty good free throw shooter. We'll see what the 6-foot junior starting point guard can do. He makes the first one. That's four for him. 59-54, a 5-point Lima Central Catholic lead. Fuca for OG, second free throw, nothing but net. Coach Tyson McLaughlin will bring Caleb Kuhlman back into the lineup. Fuca will sit. Those two kind of an offense-defense sequence. T-Birds work against full-court pressure, trying to get an inbounds. Can't. They call a timeout. We're going to keep it here on this John Jenkins Jewelers timeout because we need to tell you that you can call Stoops Freightliner of Lima for all of your heavy-duty truck service, parts, and sales needs. Stoops Freightliner has been proudly supporting our community for over 25 years. Give them a call, Stoops Freightliner, at 419-228-4334. That's Stoops Freightliner. Well, we're into the defining stages of this contest, and the T-Birds kept their composure by calling a timeout, working against that press. You got to like the looks of that. Central Catholic still with a single timeout remaining. OG with two.
A lot of pressure by OG. Full court pressure here.
T-Birds on the far end working it in. They get it to Evan Unruh. Quickly a three-on-two, but Evan shows very heady. Dribbles out of the three-on-two. Didn't need the bucket. Better yet, got the foul called against Ottawa Glandorf's Caleb Kuhlman. His second puts Unruh at the line. Can't emphasize enough, when you have a two-possession lead with a minute 36 to play and you're at the line, you can really take people out by making free throws.
Yeah, and this is the last one that will be a one-and-one for LCC. So a really big free throw here.
Unruh, it's up and it's right through. No hesitation for Evan Unruh, and you got to realize the different sort of athletic situations he's been in. Second one also perfect. No hesitation.
Yeah, no doubt there.
How big are those two? Back to a six-point lead, 61-55, 90 seconds to play. Fuca back in the lineup. Here's Blevins to Carson Fuca. Fuca dribbles in the lane, stops, little eight-footer. Good look for Carson Fuca. It's up, and he scores. 61-57. Foster in the backcourt. T-Birds with the rock. They lead by four. Rossi Moore steps into the front court, hands to Foster, and he'll just stand there near center court, let time run, and no reason to do anything but that. Here's Evan Unruh. Looks to penetrate, decides not to. Got clobbered, no call. Here's Foster out front with a minute to play, and now a foul as Tyson McLaughlin wants his club to stop the clock, and they do with a Cullen White foul. That's his third.
Foster struggled at the line. He's going to the line here. He's missed his last two.
Big thing there, it's now double bonus.
Yes. Yep.
So DeMar Foster, the freshman who is, I've got him at 2 for 2 from the line, but I could be wrong. This time he's got it.
Yeah, in this half I have him missing two. But
all right.
And they were the old-fashioned threes. So
gotcha.
He knocked that one down. That was big.
17 points for the freshman, DeMar Foster. Second one right through. T-Birds hit four straight from the line. Can't argue the point.
Four from the freshman, Burke and Foster.
Tremendous.
60. Oh, a great steal.
Evan Unruh could get an easy lay-in, and he'll lay it over the front and score. Titans are on the ropes now. 65-57. Central Catholic up by eight with 45 seconds to play. Here's Fuca for OG floater.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, he scores, and Burke just takes a swat at him. Billy's going to get the foul and a two for Fuca. That's sort of the break OG needed to stay in this, man.
Yeah. I mean, now it could be a five-point game with 40 seconds left, and I've seen worse things happen here with Taryn Sullivan and Bath, where they were going to win their only WBL title, and T.J. Metzger hit a three at the buzzer. This game is not over.
All right, here's Fuca with the free throw, and Carson gets it to fall for
He's
the
played
OG
really
time.
Well here this fourth quarter.
Yeah, yes, he has. How about 10 points in the quarter? And that's his entire 10. Will Kaufman in the lineup for OG. 65-60, 40 seconds to play. Steal off the inbound. Titans put some pressure on. Will the T-Birds hang on? White cross-court ball tip loose. Picked up by Blevins. Open three. No. Shot missed. Who's got the rebound? Scramble under the bucket. And it's going to belong to Central Catholic? I don't know. I couldn't
It's
say.
OG's ball.
It's OG ball.
OG ball underneath. 60-65. LCC with a five-point lead.
Down to 27 seconds. OG with the offense-defense substitutions. Quick inbound. DeMar Foster almost with a steal. Fuka's got it. He'll jack up a three. Swish. It's a two-point game. 13 in the quarter for Fuka. 15 seconds to play. T-Birds get it in the backcourt to Donahue. Now Foster, and he's fouled. They'll stop the clock with 12 seconds.
Wow. They got the ball into Carson Parker right about the hash mark, and, you know, he's a freshman. That's not an easy situation. He gets it back to Foster, and Foster gets fouled. So
that was my bad. It was Parker again.
He's not even in the roster.
Fuka with his first foul, but double bonus for DeMar Foster. And he's been great at the line. This time he clanks it off the front. Well, one is better than none. And he'll get one more with 12 seconds. This game is setting up that it could come out down to a final shot. That's why two free throws made here would have been much bigger.
Yes, yes, indeed. This one's still big.
65-63, now 66-63. Central Catholic.
Frank Hill take his last timeout.
Three-point lead. Let's see how lengthy. Just a 30-second Don Jenkins timeout, so we'll keep it right here. And remind you that at the Tabmark Federal Credit Union, they know how important it is to make the switch to a financial partner that will help you tackle any challenge. To become a member, simply live, work, attend school or worship in Allen or Auglaize counties, visit any branch, or go to topmarkfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender. Right on cue, we strike up the band with 12 seconds to play. The home team Titans trailing 66-63. And here's another one of those games, not in the 40s, a little bit higher scoring.
Yeah.
It's a trend we like, don't we?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and I think if you're Frank Kill right now, you're telling your club, listen, we don't want to foul. There's 12 seconds left. We want to keep everybody in front of us. No threes. I think, now, this is Chris Adams and I have this discussion all the time.
Yep.
I think if it gets down below 6 seconds, you foul. Don't let them tie this game with a three.
I like that.
Because, you know, your chances in overtime are not good here at the Supreme Court.
I love that, but those are that's an extra
He's got
to
coach it.
You have to think about
He's
got to
coach it here.
And the Titans can't get it in bounds. They finally do. Ball is tipped.
He fouled him right away.
And an immediate foul by DeMar Foster. Might not be the
Frank
end of the world,
not like
though.
That.
Yeah, it was too early. You'd rather let him get it in bounds and burn a little clock.
Not even one tick went off there.
Right. It's still at 12 seconds, so I'm not convinced. That's
not what Frank wanted. I'm watching Frank right now. That is not what he wanted.
I'm not convinced I guess the clock went on and off, but less than a second? That can't be, can it?
Yeah, it was quick. I mean,
Carson Fuka going to shoot free throws, or he'll shoot one for sure on the front end, and he'll make it. How about Fuka?
He's played really well in this fourth quarter, knocking down shots and knocking down free throws. They're looking Tyson McLaughlin. They're looking at who do we potentially want to foul if we have to.
Fuka hits
and
two.
They will have to.
It's a one-point game now, 66-65. And now Ottawa Glandorf will take a
30-second
time. So, again, we're going to keep it here as a part of this Don Jenkins Jewelers timeout. We will remind you that more exciting high school basketball comes your way this Tuesday night on Lima's Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan, as the Perry Commodores bring their unbeaten record over to Lappin Gymnasium to match up with the unbeaten Shawnee Indians. And, you know, Shawnee's certainly a prohibitive favorite, as they are against almost anybody, but don't sell Matt Tabler and his bunch short. They'll give it a good shot.
Yeah, Matt Tabler's done a remarkable job at Shawnee, only 3 years removed from being in a Final Four down at the Schottenstein Center. And I think it's just great for local basketball fans to be able to see it either via TV, listen radio, or be able to go to the game. So put that one on your calendar.
And we'll have it for you here on 93.1 The Fan. T-Birds have to come the length of the court. They try to get it inbounds. They do, and an almost immediate foul as Nate Stolle gets fouled. That took 1 second, so very friendly timer, as you might expect. at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium.
Speaking of Chris Adams, he would know that. He would know that, name that tune, play that tune.
Yes, he would.
This is huge right here for Nate Stolle, the senior. He's probably shot a million free throws in his life.
And the first one is up, and it's right through for Nate Stolle. How clutch are these?
That's really clutch right there.
Nate had a big three in that third quarter, kind of stemmed the tide a little bit. Now a free throw here pushes the lead to two, 67-65. Another big charity toss for Stolle here. It's up, and it is in and out. Rebound to Colin White, 10-9 in the backcourt. Titans trail by two. Free throw line shot. Kaufman air ball. Goes out of bounds.
LCC ball. 3 seconds left.
Yep. T-Birds with a two-point lead. 3 seconds to play. Now you don't even want to try to get it in at the half court. You almost want to just lob it into the backcourt, don't you, Matt?
Oh, that's so scary to me. I just try and get it in Foster's hands or Unruh's hands.
T-Birds run a stack. They get it into Unruh. He got clobbered. They had to stop the clock, and they do with 2 seconds. But the T-Birds are certainly in the driver's seat anyhow.
Indeed, indeed.
And Evan Unruh going to shoot free throws, and I've got him at 2 for 2, both in this fourth quarter. Boy, the T-Birds are, they can smell what could be a defining early season victory for them. In this great rivalry. Ooh,
big free throw there.
Yep, Unruh gets it to fall, 68-65. Evan with 19 points, 10 in this fourth quarter.
Make it, and it's all over.
Yep, free throw here pushes it up to four, and that would be too much. And he's got it. Lima, wow. Central Catholic's going to chalk up a big road win. Titans get it inbounds. Fuqua half court. Buzzer sounds, and this one is history. Our final score tonight from Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium, Lima Central Catholic, 69, and the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, 65. Don't go far. We'll summarize this one. The T-Birds get a road win over the Titans, 69-65. This is Lima's Sports Radio, 93.1 The Fan. Back again at Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium. We are in the postgame of tonight's thriller between Lima Central Catholic and Ottawa Glandorf. I almost felt like, Matt Childers, we may have oversold it a little bit in the pregame, the remarkable history of this series, but I don't think we did, as both of these teams really came through tonight and gave this crowd and this pep band that was right next to us tonight and gave us and hopefully our listeners tonight some real thrills with some high school basketball here into the Christmas holiday season. It was quite a dandy, a victory for the visiting Thunderbirds, 69-65. Score by quarters went like this. Central Catholic led 15-6 after 8 minutes. It was 27-23 T-Birds at the half. The Central Catholic lead was a single point, 44-43 after three. And again, the final, T-Birds 69, Titans 65. With the win, Lima Central Catholic now 3-2 on the season. With the loss, the Titans fall to 3-1. And to some degree, this was one of those where we sort of catch our breath just a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a lot of hugs over on the LCC sideline. I think they're just really thrilled. Coach Frank Kill taking off his jacket right now. I think he worked up a pretty good sweat there. But I think what he found out tonight about his team, Mike, was that he's got two freshmen for sure that are going to be playing the rest of the season for him, and DeMar Foster and Billy Burke. Billy Burke really was the player of the game in terms of what they needed to do. He was able to neutralize at some level one of the great inside guys and threats in Northwest Ohio and Owen Nichols.
Yep.
And he fouled out because Billy Burke was rebounding the ball really well. And he found out that DeMar Foster is a really good point guard despite some turnovers. But you know, as Al McGuire said, what's the best thing about a freshman? He becomes a sophomore. Well, he's growing up really quickly right now. And Evan Unruh had a tremendous game, knocking down free throws. If you look at this, just that one little stat line in the fourth quarter, LCC went 9 of 11 for the free throw line, and that was huge.
Well, you were referencing the Ohio State success against Notre Dame the other night over in South Bend. Turned out to be very similar with the T-Birds with the success at the line in the fourth quarter, and that's when you got the lead, even on a really good traditional program team like Ottawa Glandorf. By making those free throws, you can win these kind of games, and that's what happened. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Matt mentioning the excellent games. Certainly Evan Unruh, one of your traditional playmakers, but had a huge fourth quarter, went 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 19 points for Unruh. Game scoring honors with freshman DeMar Foster, had a big dozen points in that fourth quarter, including some made free throws were huge. Rossi Moore, just a real warrior, 16 for Moore, 7 for the freshman Billy Burke, probably had 6-7 rebounds to go with that. 4 points for Nate Stolle, gave Central Catholic a real lift off the bench in crunch time. 2 for Brian Hines, and despite the foul problems he had when he did come back in that fourth quarter, he had a big bucket, made a couple of good plays, and Christian Wagenti with an early free throw for 1, unofficially the T-Bird total of 69. For Ottawa Glandorf, very unofficial, 4 guys in double figures, Carson Fuca with 15, 14 for Brennan Blevins, although he struggled from three-point line, only had 2 3-pointers as I had it for Blevins. Landon Jordan with 12, Owen Nichols with 11 before fouling out. Nichols did not score in the fourth quarter. How significant was that? 6 for Colin White, 3 points for Caleb Kuhlman, and 2 for Will Kaufman, the Titan total of 65. And Matt, you've been working hard over that over there with some of the floor numbers, and certainly some numbers to crunch of a 69-65 final.
It was a tremendous game, an early season game with a lot of things happening, with obstacles and challenges throughout all of the student athletes' lives and the coaches and the schools. I did not think that LCC was going to come in here tonight and win this ball game, and they did. And they did it really behind some really good shooting from the floor. They shot 52% from the two-point area. They shot 36% from three. They were 4 of 11. They shot 11 of 17, and again, 9 of 11 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, which was huge. Okay. They were able to hold OG at a minimum, where they were able to hold OG to 39% from the floor, 15 of 38. From three, they did not shoot the ball well. They got off to a really tough start. They were 1-11 in the first quarter. They went 10 of 31 overall for 32%. OG was 50% from the free throw line, 8 of 16. And OG finishes with 15 turnovers. LCC had 16 turnovers. But I think Frank Hill is going to have a really good bus ride back down State Route 65, because you don't really come up here very often and get a win. And he's going to be really thrilled with that, to beat Bath this week, a WBL team, and then to beat Ottawa Glandorf, another really the preeminent team in our area in the WBL over the last, 30 years. This is a great win for Lima Central Catholic.
No question about it. It doesn't really get a whole lot easier for the T-Birds. Of course, they never duck anybody with their independent schedule. They'll be back here in Putnam County next Friday night against a solid Kalida team. I know you were chatting with Coach Ryan Stecholdy this morning on your program, and they've got a big senior, Luke Earhart, who's one of the better players in the area. So that'll
I feel like he's been there for he's like Kevin Boyle at Iowa. He's been there for 7 years, or Earhart.
Or Evan Eschmeyer, remember? Evan,
oh, my goodness gracious.
Forever. Yeah.
Coach Kill said that with what's going on with his squad, that he plays Shawnee twice in the first 11 games. Mm-hmm. He plays Delphi St. John's, OG, Perry, Ashland, Bath twice, Kalida, and Versailles. Not gentleman's row for Lima Central Catholic.
Hey, wouldn't want it any other way. You can sort of blame that on Coach Segerson. He got that started a long time ago.
Indeed.
Hey, we'll have Perry and Shawnee Tuesday night. Should be a dandy. If you're on board for that one, enjoy, Matt. I know you will. Triple header tomorrow. Pro football here on 93.1 The Fan. Cowboys, Bengals at 1 o'clock. Saints, Eagles. And then and Sunday night football, Steelers, Bills. The Browns play Monday night. Coverage starts at 4:30 Monday afternoon. It's an 8:15 kickoff. Cleveland and the Baltimore Ravens. That is Monday night. Big thanks goes to Tyler Avila back at our studios on Lima's Town Square. Matt, pleasure working with Mike, you. Hope we get another chance.
Indeed, I do too. It was a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Really, really well done. And it's nice to do a couple of games back-to-back, but this one was special because it's a special venue and it's a special rivalry, and it turned out to be a really good ball game.
Final score for a final time from Ottawa Glandorf. It was the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds 69 and the Ottawa Glandorf Titans 65. For Matt Childers, I'm Mike Miller. Good evening from Lima Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan.